I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Richland Center volleyball team won 3-2 last night at Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference opener. The Hornets defeated the defending conference champs with a hard-fought victory. The scores were 24-26, 25-22, 16-25, 25-23, and 15-9 as the Hornets won the last two to take the match. Senior Soleil Ewing had 5 kills in the 5th set to help lead the Hornets to victory. Each player contributed on the night. Danica Pauls had 4 kills and 2 aces in the 2nd set, the Hornets' first win on the night. Ella Weiss had 3 kills in the 4th set and Lily Tidrick 2. Libero Carly Meaden led the back row, and saves by Chloe Darling and Maddie Huber helped the Hornets pick up a big road match win. Ava Garthwaite had 14 kills for Dodgeville as the Dodgers suffered their first loss of the young season. The Dodgeville JV won 2-1 over the Hornets in the early match. I asked head coach Jamie Johnson of Richland Center following the match if he looked at it as an upset on the first night of the conference.
I would think most people on the outside would say it's an upset. You know, they're defending conference champs, had so many players back. Ava, you know, is a great player for them. The MVP was back. But, you know, our girls believed. We talked about it that, you know, our schedule's really weird, all these road games to start with. And I said, you know, if we're going to play Dodgeville, I'd rather play them right off the bat, maybe catch them off guard beginning of the year, strike some lightning here. But, you know, the girls believed. I told them how proud I was of them there in that huddle there. They persevered.
He says they got in the right mindset.
We did have the lead most of the time. And then towards the end there, we started, hey, this is the winning side. This side has won every time. We're going to finish this one off, you know, and we won that 4th set. And I told Carly, if we don't get served, I want this side. We're going to keep that mojo going here. And they won. They chose to serve, so we stayed on that winning side. And but really proud of just so many people. So they really came up here. They started hitting where we were telling them, like, why do you guys not, you know, trust me on this? But then they started getting the sets and the passing. Our service team went through a lull, but our service team got clean, and that just allowed us to hit them.
Richland Center plays the first 5 matches of the conference season on the road. They will play at Platteville Thursday night. Dodgeville will play at Prairie du Chien. Prairie du Chien was a winner 3-2 over River Valley last night in Southwest Conference League play, and Platteville swept Lancaster. Mineral Point 3-0 over Fenimore. It was Holman getting the win 3-0 over Toma. The Richland Center varsity soccer team lost 1-0 on the road. Dodge Point scored the game's only goal on a penalty kick. The Hornets played strong and the game was scoreless at half. Giovanni Cerna and Connor Stoltz provided scoring chances, but Richland Center could not find the net. Jack Stanley had a great game at stopper. The Hornets will play Saturday at the Bigfoot Tournament against some of the best teams in the state. The Richland Center JV lost 2-1. Landon Williams scored the lone Hornets goal. It was Mount Horeb over Reedsburg, 2-1, and also Holman 4-0 over Toma. Madison Country Day Abundant Life St. Ambrose was a 3-1 winner against Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Last night in high school football, DeForest 52-0 over Fort Atkinson. Milton beat Sun Prairie West 35-6. Sun Prairie over Oregon 35-27. Tonight's games include Richland Center traveling to Prairie du Chien. Coach Andy Troxel feels his team's non-conference schedule will prepare them for the Southwest this year.
You kind of look at these two non-conference games to start your season and figure out kind of how you want to or what kind of competition you want to see, right? And so sometimes people schedule a little easier non-conference schedule, not us. You know, we went after Toma, school twice our size, and then, you know, we knew what we were getting into, putting Potosi-Cassville on the schedule, you know, as a D7 powerhouse. But it's a blessing, right? I mean, they exposed some things that we needed to shore up before we start conference play, you know, and everybody gets a little more amped up as we start SWC play. And, I mean, it's not easy for us. Our first draw to go down to Prairie du Chien, right, and face a really good Prairie team with some really good athletes. You know, I think that this timing couldn't have been better for us.
River Valley will travel to take on Dodgeville at Dodgeville tonight. Co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about the matchup for the River Valley Blackhawks.
Watching Dodgeville this year, they have made a lot of improvements. They have some very talented athletes. The quarterback has a strong arm. They definitely try to establish the run. They have some big linemen that are able to move the ball and open holes right there, and then they go play action on you. So if you're not paying attention to your wide receivers, they're open down the field. And, again, the quarterback has an arm, and he's not afraid to throw it. there were also times where people were covered and he took off running and he scored a couple of touchdowns doing that from 50-plus yards. So Dodgeville has definitely improved a lot.
That's our game of the week tonight. It's a Facebook-only broadcast on WRCO's Facebook page, so check it out there. Green Bay Packer football begins at 5 this afternoon, and no local broadcast for us tonight. River Valley at Dodgeville, our featured game. Beaver Dam plays at Mount Horeb-Barneveld in the Southwest Conference. Scenic Bluffs action has Ithaca traveling to Hillsboro. Here's Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
Looking at them, they have great team speed. All their backs, quarterbacks and backs and wings, they have lots of speed, which will be a little bit different than what we've been used to the last couple weeks, that their team speed is going to be quite a bit faster than what we've seen, and they just kind of know how to play together. They've been in that scheme, and they've all kind of getting to be upperclassmen with that scheme, that they kind of know how to do it and how to function. So it'll be a little bit more of a challenge for us, but I think we'll definitely be up for
it. I asked David if he feels they're prepared for the new conference, the Scenic Bluffs.
I would say after the first couple of weeks, that kind of really helped us and helped get our people that we moved around get some confidence and some understanding in their new positions and new roles. I think we have lots of confidence, and they understand that if we do our assignments and attention to details, like, we can compete and play against anybody.
Riverdale is in action tonight as well. They are in the Six Rivers Conference this year, hosting Potosi-Cassville. Here's Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps.
Overall, we are seeing some improvements. We're getting some guys back this week. It should help. But at the end of the day, you know, with those improvements, those measurable goals, we have to find a way to win consistently in the trenches, and that's where we're struggling right now.
And the team prepares for a very tough challenge tonight.
Really, what we told our kids, we have to focus on our measurable goals, what we need to do to improve week in and week out as we go into conference play. Potosi is going to be a beast, but we told our kids our goal is to compete on every play to the best of our ability and keep finding ways to improve. You know, I think the one thing that I have been impressed about by our group is we're +5 in the turnover margin this year. We've done a tremendous job of forcing turnovers, making plays in defense. We've done a really good job of taking care of the ball in offense, and I do believe that's going to pay dividends down the road for us.
Riverdale hosting Potosi-Cassville tonight, River Ridge at Blackhawk Warren, Iowa Grant at Waseca Steuben Seneca, Cashton's at Nisida and New Lisbon at Royal in the Scenic Bluffs, and in the SWAL, Kibba City at Belleville, Darlington at Mineral Point, Fenimore at Southwestern East Dubuque. Reedsburg travels to La Crosse Central, Baraboo at Toma, West Salem at Viroqua, Wisconsin Dells at Waupun, Black River Falls at Westby, and Mauston at Nakusa. Eight-player football tonight. Waniwak Weston is at DeSoto. North Crawford at Wisconsin Heights. Monticello at Kickapoo Lafarge. And Belmont at Highland. Last night at the Viroqua Invitational Cross-Country Meet, it was a big night for the Richland Center Ithaca team as they took first place. Led by Clayton Lee, who was second overall with a time of 17:32. Ryan Stadler was seventh. And Kiernan Culver was ninth. Robert Budden was 13th, Dane Schwartz 18th, Devin Woodhouse 33rd, and Ethan Hady 40th among the runners. La Crosse Central was the second place team. Boscobel took third. Bodie Bright was their top runner, 11th place overall. Graydon Richter was 12th, Tyler Miller 14th, Alex Krull was 22nd, and Ashton Udelhoven was 23rd. Brookwood's Cooper Powell was the top overall runner. His time was 17:23. River Valley with a 10th place finish as a team. Bryce Ferguson, their top runner, with a 43rd place finish. Nathan Hamilton was 47th. Isaac Limix, 56th. And Bennett Woodhouse, a 67th place finish for River Valley at the Viroqua Invite. In cross-country middle school action, it was Brookwood, the top overall team. It was Hillsboro second. Richland Center Ithaca was third, but they had the overall top runner, Owen Dreyer, with a time of 9:27. Evan Hady was also the 10th place runner for the middle school. Also in the girls' action, Viroqua was the top team overall. Richland Center Ithaca was third, led by Grace Fretz with a time of 21:44. Grace was fourth overall. Pearl Fretz was ninth. Boscobel's Nora Jolson was the overall runner with a time of 20:42. taking first place at Viroqua. And middle school girls action, Margaret Lawless of Richland Center Ithaca, a seventh grader with a top time, taking first place. Richland Center Ithaca's Mercy Fretz finished fifth in the running. Elsewhere in sports, all-star bowling from yesterday. The series high belonged to Hammer Time, 27-79, Turbo's Bar and Grill at 27-25, and the Twin Bluffs, 27-16. High game honors, Julie Karen State Farm, 977, Twin Bluffs, 976, Hammer Time, 969. Top series, Lucas Lindvig, 726, Ken Nick Sr., a 717, Chuck Pardoon, a 673. And the top score individual for individuals, let's see, the high game was Ken Nix Sr., 267, Chris Pardoon and Lucas Lindvig, 257s, and Chuck Pardoon had a 242 in the All-Star Bowling League. The Packers open the 24 NFL season, hoping to continue the hot streak they had at the end of the year last year. Green Bay meets the Eagles in Brazil. Kickoff time 7:15. Quarterback Jordan Love will be trying to show he is worth the huge contract he signed in the offseason. And the talented core of receivers he has will try to continue their growth. The Packers are still the youngest team in the NFL, and the Eagles come into the game as 2.5-point favorites. A big part of the storyline focuses on the hotels where the two teams stay. The Eagles are near the stadium, while the Packers could face a two-hour bus trip. The Badgers are seeking their first 2-0 start to a football season since 2020. They host FCS team South Dakota at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday with a 2:30 kickoff time. The Jackrabbits will be looking to exploit the weaknesses Wisconsin showed in the opener. Coach Luke Fickell's team needs to do a better job stopping the run and be more consistent on offense. In baseball, it's a Brewer game tonight for Milwaukee. They're hosting the Colorado Rockies, who are fifth in the National League West. The Brewers first in the NL Central. And concerning the Brewers, the prominent sports stats website Baseball Reference lists the Brewers as its top choice to win the World Series. The Brewers are given a 12.5% chance to win it all. The Houston Astros are the second choice. Starting with tonight's game against the Rockies, Milwaukee has 22 games left in the season and holds a 9-game lead on second place Chicago. Last night in the NFL opener, it was a big win for Kansas City as they were able to top the Ravens. Final score of 27-20. Patrick Mahomes threw for 291 yards and a touchdown, and the Kansas City defense kept Lamar Jackson and the Ravens out of the end zone on three consecutive plays in the closing moments. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.